Sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in His might, walk in His life. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are His wonders and grand His ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a meeting for the Sunday school teachers and helpers at 12:45 after this service, 12:45 p.m. And meeting will be in the conference room. And there will be some refreshments provided for the families. Also at 2:30 p.m. this afternoon, there will be a meeting of the Board of Deacons. The Searching the Scriptures Bible study class, normally scheduled for 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, it will be canceled for this day only. Pastor Otero will continue the series on the Book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, teaching from Revelation chapter 17. The men's Bible study has been rescheduled and will meet this coming Tuesday, that's August 17th, at the Veloz home at 7 p.m., that's in Gilroy. If you'd like more information, please see Pastor Tomlinson. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for the month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 26, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart.
Christ.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 355, From Every Stormy Wind That Blows. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 346, Teach Me to Pray.
Remain standing for prayer. I just before prayer want to bring our love and embrace Lee Prater and Christina, Lee Prater's father, Larry Prater, went to be with the Lord last week, and we are all in one heart with Lee and with Christina and with his mother. And this occasion, and Pastor will be there on Tuesday on the graveside for them in Modesto. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you with the words of King David. I will bless the Lord all the time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, we pray that that will be a truth of our church, a truth of every individual here in our midst. And Father, we are delighted this morning to see Donald that Willard with us. We pray extensively. We were concerned, and you are the healing power in his life. And we are so grateful for him, for his wife, and his children who assisted him in all these wonders that happened to him. But he's with us today, and we have a word of praise to your name for your healing power. We're still praying for Dante Rabines, who arrived in Lima with his wife and his mother-in-law, and we pray for the healing power upon him. I just talked to Henry, and Henry and Tayan are in Washington. His mother is unconscious, and we pray that these very last moments will be sweet to her, even though it's painful to Henry and Tayan. But Lord, give them a strength to carry on this very special moment in their life. We are thankful for Ann Peretto and for her recovery. We pray for the surgery ahead for Mildred Plica. And Father, we are so delighted that you are involved in this. You are involved and alive, and we rely upon your power and upon your wisdom. And we pray for Mildred that she will be at ease and at peace with you. And we pray for the hospital, the surgeries, and for those who assist, they all be a success in her life. We do have missionaries in our church, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanna and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti in Argentina, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, and Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy. And we thank you, Lord, for the great offering, the ladies who worked so hard 2 days for a garage sale that have recovered more than $1,600 for the mission. Thank you, Father, for the Christian Athletic Association and for Daniel and Miriam Lacey as Daniel think in the restructure of his ministry, and from Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. and World missions. Father, thank you that you are a God who are alive. Thank you that not only are you, but the Holy Spirit who work in us and move us in a very special way. And Father, we pray then also, not only for the people in the auditorium, that they will receive the word of God with gladness in their heart, but we pray for the large audience on radio and KKMC, and also in the internet as they listen to our broadcast, all the way from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, Arizona, South California, Northern California, Minnesota, and Korea. Thank you, Lord, for those people who let us know that they are listening and they are in with us in the service. We call them the extended church. And thank you for their support and their offerings to carry on the ministry. Thank you, Father. We pray now that you bless us with riches as we bring to you this offering. Bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1124. We will be reading Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can approach the throne of grace in prayer by the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you sent, who bore our sins in his own body, paid the awful penalty for those sins in our place, suffering that justice meted out to him instead of us. When we consider that he is at your right hand interceding for us, and therefore you hear us, we praise you and thank you for the unimaginable greatness of your salvation. Help us to walk worthy of our calling, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with wisdom and knowledge as he delivers the message you would have us hear today. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may gain understanding to be obedient to your will as it is outlined in the scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?